Thanks to our sponsor, Dundeal.ie, we bring you Business Bites. The best bits of that great business show served up in individual servings.
Dundeal Motors is home to Ireland's largest range of new and premium used cars. That's why you'll find cars from Mercedes-Benz, Audi and BMW dealerships on Dundeal. Are you looking for a seven-seater to accommodate your growing family? Maybe you're after a luxury saloon to make a statement. We have the car for you. You'll also find Ireland's largest range of electric cars to help you make the switch. Visit Dundeal.ie today to start the search for your next car.
From episode 121, here's Malky Ryan of Bear Robotics. We all know that one of the biggest headaches for many sectors in Ireland at the moment is finding staff, as the economy here is arguably at full employment. And that's particularly difficult for the hospitality sector, where I've been told that some restaurants can't open for lack of staff. Now, that's where Bear Robotics comes into it. This company claims to solve problems and make lives easier because they cover staff shortages in the hospitality and nursing home sectors. What they do is really like science fiction. I've seen the videos of their robots serving drinks, food running and table bussing. Now, real people are involved, but some of the drudgery is removed, and Malky Ryan is head of sales with Bear Robotics, and he's just taught me a brand new word, cobot. Malky Ryan, welcome to the business show. What is a cobot?
So basically what a cobot is, that it works with humans and it's to serve a human. And the old analogy was everybody was afraid of a robot. A robot's going to come and take your job. But a cobot is actually to enhance a human's job. And there's actually been done many examinations and research where cobots installed in the right applications actually help to grow the number of staff needed, because it deploys them to do interesting stuff, not mind-numbing.
But hang on a second now, you just said to me that you're going to increase the numbers of staff. The problem at the moment is they can't get any staff.
See, what it does, Conal, is it helps them to grow the business. Because if your business grows, right, then you need more people. At the moment, you cannot open a business if you don't have the staff. So if you solve the first problem of getting the food to the table, and obviously if the food is good, more people are going to come. So then you will be able to expand your business. So that's really what it's all about, is to help a business to grow hand in hand.
But, and I've watched the videos, when you say serving the customers, this tray on wheels comes out. I didn't listen to it. Does it go or something like that? And then a person, man or woman, has to go over and pick the food off the tray and serve it down.
You can do it two ways, Conan. So first of all, it's completely silent, right? So what it does...
So there's No.
It's not like in the movies. So you can do it two ways. It depends on the model that you want to set up. The first one is the actual patrons can take the food from the tray. A lot of people like to do that in a lot of different restaurants where it drives right up to their table.
Because you are doing this in the States at the moment.
Yes, we're doing it all over the world, Conal. And
well, I was watching the videos in the States. And do they just say, oh, thanks very much? Do people talk to the cobots?
Yeah, they do. The robot will arrive up to your table and you can program it to say anything you want. So the latest thing that some people do is if it's your child's birthday or your wife's birthday or whatever, it can go over to table 7 and sing happy birthday, and it can have the birthday cake on it. It's all, these are little gimmicks, but what we have to not lose sight of is what it's doing. It's serving the purpose of staff member walking, you know, 500 metres all the way back to the chef to stand there. And if you've been, which you have, like myself, been to many restaurants, what do you watch they're doing? The waiting staff are lying over the counter waiting for the food to be ready. Where instead of they could say, hey, Conal, how's the family? You know, a small little bit of interaction, because as everyone knows, loneliness is a big thing. People try to get out. But if you go out for a meal and nobody talks to you, it really compounds, you know, your misery. So it's really there to help.
Now, you do know a lot about robots, because why do you know so much about robots? Or cobots, or whatever you want to call them.
To be honest, Conal, I've been involved in robots for a very long time.
How long?
I would say maybe about 20 years, give or take.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I'm getting old. What can you do? I started out first working for Intel and learned a little bit there. Then I moved to various companies where I sold all types of robots, from high-speed robots to cobots to MIRs, which will travel throughout, you know, factory floors, you name it. I have sold it. We have fixed it. I mean, we've learned the hard way. I believe in people should learn how to do things from the ground up, right? They say education is fantastic, but you also need to learn and see how it works from the ground up so that you understand how it improves people's lives and businesses. All types of robots. It doesn't matter what it is. They're all...
So paint me the picture of the future. These things are not just available. They are being used. How many companies in the States, for example, because your company, Bear Robotics, is an American company. How many big companies, big names are using your robots, cobots or whatever at the moment?
So I'm going to paint you a picture. Globally, we have in use right now, if you looked at our service center back in the States, we have 9,500 units working globally across all different sectors.
These are Bear Robotic units.
Bear Robotic only, units only, yes. And we have them in a wide variety of locations. So we have it from your traditional food service. We have it in some supermarkets where some people use them to bring products up from one side of the supermarket to the other. Some people use it to greet patrons at a door and bring them down to a table.
I draw the line there. If I saw a little piece of metal saying hello to me, I'm gone.
But Colin, if you go, there's always three more behind you that might like it. It's the way of the future, my friend, because that is just the way technology should be used to do the mundane stuff, you know, let the humans do the interaction and the nice stuff.
But the interaction is a bit, hello.
I'll bring you back, right? If you go into a restaurant, what do they say to you? They say, hello, Colin, and they're gone. They bring you straight to the table and it's gone. There's no time for conversations because they're so understaffed. So this way now, it'll just give people more time to talk to you and go from there. You know?
So paint me the picture of the future, your future. What do you see? What do you think that, I mean, if these things, you have 9,500 at the moment, in 5 years' time, not a very long time away, how many units will Bear Robotics have, or how many robots will the world have?
I would imagine, Conal, the growth is going to be exponential. And the way we would relate it back to, if you think about it, 10 years ago, the automotive industry was all manual. Now it is completely automated. Your car comes completely made. There is, yes, some human interaction, but the food industry now...
But of course, the less human interaction, the more we like it because you see it's properly made.
Absolutely. And I completely get you. And the way it's going now, I would say there could be a 5x growth in the next 2 to 3 years, not even 5 years, because it's solving the problems that it needs. And if you think about it, a hotel or a kitchen of the future... The robot will do the food preparation, the burger flipping, as we discussed earlier.
But we did discuss that and you told me that it doesn't really work. Why?
Because at the initial stages, this nuance has been developed now. The very first ones, it's like the very first mobile phone was too big, too cumbersome. And the biggest problem with any robotics anywhere is communication, right? They need to be all able to be tied together. So there's now software that will tie from one robot to the next robot and be able to do it all that way.
Do you read Robot Weekly or something? Or you obviously breathe, sleep, and eat robots.
We actually do, Conal, and believe it or not, I don't. It's just by talking to fellow peers, because what I would always see, I like to see what people are doing and, you know, challenge, ask them what they're doing, how does it work. And what I find about the robot industry, it's the people that's leading it from the forefront. It's a small amount of people, but they bring innovative products and they're very willing to tell you about how their product works. And what's refreshing about the robot industry is people are also very quick to tell you, listen, we can't do that yet because we can't solve that problem because reputation is key. And what you'll find from Bear Robotics is we'll never say to you, we can do X because we can't, because you get one shot in life, even as Malachy Ryan, to build your reputation. And if you have honesty and integrity, the business will build. You say, listen, can't do this yet, but I should be able to do it in 6 months' time. And that's really what helps to grow a business.
You call your robots names, because I saw that one of the robots is called Chris, isn't that right?
Yeah, correct, yeah. And we have a robot in our own house back in Galway, and the kids...
You do not?
Yeah, and the kids called him Elfie, because we got him just 2 weeks before Christmas. So,
this year?
Yes. So Elfie brings the snacks to the boys. If they want some snacks from the press, they'll... We have a little system where it loads it up and brings it into the sitting room and goes...
Right. Just talk me through that. What does it do? Where does it go? Or has it got an arm? Or do you, head elf, have to go put it onto this little machine and then it just travels out?
Yeah. unfortunately, in the Ryan household, Daddy Elf loads it up at the moment. But what we've done is we've at certain locations, so it knows where the tree press is. The robot will go to the tree press. And then we have teached it to all the different locations in the house. So if they're in, say, the sitting room or the dining room, if you press button, you know, we've called it different names, press it and off it goes and drive right up to the chair and goes, here is your food. So you can program the robot to say anything you want in terms of, you know, hello, Connell, or here's your food. So at the moment, say it just says generic things like enjoy your dinner. And as soon as it takes it off, you see there's a weight sensor on it. So as soon as the food is taken, it knows and it goes, enjoy. And off it goes and back to
bet
the next
station.
You
can't get them upstairs yet, can you?
No, unfortunately. The only way a robot yet can go is downstairs. And you don't want to see the end result of that, unfortunately, you know.
So you are, if I understand correctly, in Galway, you are two people at the moment. But you're growing because from Galway, you want to take over all of Europe because your full title is Sales Director EMEA, Europe, Middle East and Africa. And as you correctly say, it is a vast area.
Yes, correct. And what we're doing is we're growing the business slowly but correctly. And what we want to do is we're very proud of our Irish roots. So we want to make sure that we build a sustainable business to hire more staff in Ireland to service, you know, EMEA, as we said earlier. But hey, there's no reason we can't do a lot more. We're with plans maybe in 2 or 3 years' time to look at more R&D. We're all constantly evolving because the Irish talent pool is second to none. And everywhere you go, in Europe especially, everybody likes the Irish people. It's
what your problem will be, and your robots can't fix this one because you need them to make the robots, is talent. You can. The war for talent, that awful phrase, is just wicked out there. It's so difficult to find the right good people.
Yeah, absolutely, completely agree. But what I'm finding these days is to do with ethos. If your company has the right ethos, people want to work for you. One time it was, oh, hey, offer enough money and they'll come work for me. But that's a very quick solution. And then they go, oh, I don't like this talent, because what we do is, which is slightly different to everybody, is work finishes Friday. That's it. We won't contact you Saturday, Sunday. That's it. No matter whatever, if the room's on fire, that's not your problem. Work is over. People need rest time. So that's why we find that, and you've exciting products, people will always want to work for you. You know, that's, we've never had a problem attract talent yet. And please God, it will continue like that.
Now, build me the future. Paint me the picture. What will you, genuinely, that you actually know will happen in the next 2 or 3 years, what will the robots be doing at home?
At home?
Or in the workplace.
Yeah, well, so we can do it twofold. We can do the workplace first. So say let's take your conventional hotel, right? So we have a new model coming out. So if Colin decides at 1 o'clock in the night, oh man, I want a cheese sandwich. At the moment, you have to ring down and you know the process yourself, right? But now what happens is they just have one or two ladies or lads or whatever working in the kitchen. They assemble your sandwich. They put it into the robot. The doors automatically close. They press, say, 106 for Colin's room. The robot goes to the lift, calls the lift, up to the lift, goes to 106, rings Connell's phone, says your food is outside. You open the door, the robot drives in, you flash your key card on it, so it means you've automatically paid for it. You take your sandwich and the robot goes. No more does Connell have to be putting on his silk gown to impress the porter.
I'm always in my cigar.
Yeah, and your cigar, I can imagine, and your glass of brandy. I completely get that picture. But this is the way, that's one... The top end, what we would call, right? And that's the most exciting. Everybody I've talked to in the hotelier sector are like, when is this ready? When can I have it?
Is this expensive?
This one will be somewhere around the 30K, the first, you know, first
that's
couple
expensive.
Of hundred. Not really, because I'll tell you why. Once we get that,
Jeez,
we'll
be
able to bring the price
of,
down.
You'd be able to selling a lot of cheese sandwiches to pay for that.
Well, you tell me what staff member, Connell, you'll get for 30 grand
Nil.
To work a night shift.
Nil.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay. I think you've answered your own question, right? Yeah. And this, the thing about these is, these will last a long number of years. Because if you think about it, as you rightly said earlier, it's basically electric motor, wheels, and a few sensors. So theoretically, they should run for a very long time, right? And if you think about it, way safer for people staying on their own, because honestly, there is a fear factor when people get stuff delivered, no matter what. Besides, the robot will come and do it. That's the first section. The second section, as you already alluded to, is There will be robots doing some of the stuff in the kitchen as much as, say, possible at the moment. So they'll do all the mundane tasks, making the burgers, doing the fries. Then it'll load it straight onto the robot. The robot will come straight to your table. And the next stage of evolution, which is pretty simple to do, and we're looking at it already, but it's a good few years down the line, is it'll take the plate and put it on, you know, onto your table, if that's the way you want to go.
You say that that's a few good few years down the road.
It just depends, because there's no demand, Conal, at the moment for that, because people are...
But it's the arm, isn't it? The arm action, it's hugely difficult, that part.
It's not really...
The opposable thumb, Conal, is the big breakthrough for us.
I'll tell you why. It gets the power off the battery, right? And it's really only a six-axis arm. I mean, I've sold these about 10 years ago, and we had these in my house for ages doing silly things, and the kids used to bring all the neighbouring kids in to see the robot, you know, stacking the shelves. Because what I do is, any product I've ever got, I make sure I'm able to do it. I'm able to fix it, you know, because if I went to sell a robot to you today, Conal, and you said to me, well, how does it work, Malachy? And I'm going, no, I'm not too sure, Conal, but give me the money anyway and we'll see you later. Besides, I'm able to sit down, take my time, show you how it works, explain it to you. Then you have confidence, because you're not buying a robot. You're buying a solution, right? So that's really what we're trying to do. But the future is really exciting, especially in robotic field. In the workplace then, what's going to happen is there's going to be... Gone are the days, if you think about the big factories, and we have all worked for them at one stage, the Intels, the Boston Scientifics, the Medtronics. If their line broke, and the simplest task was they had to walk all the way down to the stores to pick up their parts. Now, the simplest solution, ring down or whatever, and the robot will go and get the part, bring it back, move boxes from A to B. That's already in place, right? So there's nothing exciting. That's already
happening.
But isn't
one of the problems, and Tina Martin was on the podcast with me about this, and she is developing robots for the retail sector for shifting food around the place in food stores. Is robots still bash into people?
No. This is the good thing about it, Conal, is the new ones that we have, and these were out long number of years, but now the technology's gone so refined that robots have 3 and 4 cameras on it. So they detect ground level, 6 inches up, and up to your height and my height. So there's absolutely zero chance, and also they wouldn't be certified or allowed anywhere into Europe if they did touch a person. And navigation now has gone so good that if you are in the way, it'll just wait for a millisecond for you to move, and then it'll go right around you. But say you were completely blocking a door, it would look on its map and go, oh, right, that door is blocked. There's another way to get to, say, point A or B, and off it goes. So they're completely safe. It's actually safer than a human, because I'm sure we've all seen many a person get knocked over, right, with people rushing from A to B. These guys, no matter what the rush is, will go at the speed that they're programmed to go at.
How big is the market, or how big will the market be? It sounds literally ginormous.
It is, absolutely. And that's why there's such a race. And if you look at all the global manufacturers, they are all racing now to solve the food industry, because automotive is done and it's kind of completely saturated now. And now, as I say, with electric
cars... But automotive
cars,
is static, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you know, the arms go up and down and all the rest.
Absolutely. Like when I was involved in robotics a long time ago, I mean, you get an order that time for 500 and 700 robots for factories, because the factories were so big. But now all of these big companies are now looking at food to go, hey, how can we solve it? What can we do? And be honest to you, I have never seen companies as excited, not even in our sector, but upstream and downstream, what I would call, say, the food prep side, say some of the stuff that your previous guest is doing. There's so much stuff that can be done, and it really is enhancing how people live.
What is the wildest stuff that you've been told about that might see the light of day?
That's a good question. I have seen lots of stuff, and some stuff I can't really tell you about, because, to be honest, yeah, there's some stuff that's going to be mind-blowing the next 2 to 3 years.
Come on, what do you mean you can't tell me who?
Because, believe it or not, a lot of people I would talk to, Conal...
they won't know it's you. I promise.
Well, unfortunately, they kind of might know, but we would be under NDA with a lot of them, because I do a lot of consulting for companies.
Come on, I need to know something.
Well, I'll give you something theoretical, right? Let me see now.
You heard it here, folks, first.
Okay, you better all sit down. So the main thing, Conal, I think that's going to happen is really in the home space. There's going to be some serious stuff happening.
But wait till I tell you, what doesn't happen is with robots is the vacuum cleaners still don't really work, do they?
Depends on the brand, Colin. I'm here contradicting you all day and I'm really feeling bad now because it's like Colin says yes and Maliki says no.
I'm here just to ask, put it in the negative and see what he says.
Yeah, because some of them now are awesome.
Roomba is meant to be the Rolls Royce, isn't it?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, we've done a lot with that in my previous life with my other company we worked for. We helped them and their stuff. I mean, some of the stuff they can do now, Colin, is just amazing. Like if you even look at the space on your robot lawnmower. Like, look where it was 5 years ago to where it is now. It's night and day, you know?
So, tell me about the one that you don't want to tell me about.
you love to push, don't you?
I need to know. I'm a child inside. And I just want to dream of what's the future, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what they're saying, kind of the future in, say, from the home space side is, and like, a lot of people might be delighted or not delighted to hear this, but it's going to do an awful lot of the household chores from...
Ironing?
Yes, it can do that. Well, that can be done now, right?
Did you ever see the attempt? First of all, the thing is as big as a house itself. And secondly, the output is rubbish.
Yeah, but I don't know, Colin, where you to be looking at things. It's not the same as I to be looking at them because everything now is getting smaller and quicker and just faster and cheaper, which is amazing.
Tell me what the one that is tickling you is. I really want to know. You know something. I mean, you know lots, I know, but you know something that you don't want to tell me.
Well, how about this? I'll flick it back to you. You tell me what your biggest problem is and I'll tell you if it can be solved. How about that?
Well, try ironing, trying hoovering.
Well, you know hoovering can be done already.
No, they don't do it properly.
Ouch. I don't know where you'd be hoovering. It's not the same house I'd be hoovering in. Seriously, tell me the biggest problem that you foresee and I'll tell you if it can be automated. How about that?
God, you got me on that one.
It's nice to see you quite for change.
Up and down the stairs, say. Anything. Like some form of an escalator for the private home, if you like.
Yeah, but that can be done if you have enough money. That's not a holy grail, Colin.
Anything
Come
is
on.
Possible. Genie,
but if you think about it.
Tell me your darkest secrets. Tell me something. And I'll stop then. How about that?
Well, if you've seen Let Me See, so what do you want? Something from my home side or from...
I said to you at the very beginning, what is the wildest thing that you know is coming down the tracks? That you're going to say,
the walking human robot, that is the thing that's really, like, you've seen it from Boston Dynamics, that thing is unbelievable.
And jumping around.
That
and
is
dancing.
Nearly there now. And I mean, same with the dog. You've probably seen Spot the Dog, the robot thing, yeah. But the advances they have in that is just going to be scary in the next...
Won't replace my dog, I hope.
Yeah, we know that. But I mean, they've from what they're doing with it, like from a security viewpoint and how they're doing all that stuff is just outrageous. I mean,
you better do two things. You better give another shout out for the people that you're trying to hire. Anybody who wants, you're looking for what kinds of people?
So at the moment we are looking for technical people who can do software, who can do robot installations. They're the main guys and ladies we're looking for at present. Further down the track, we'll be looking for logistics people, but the technical people is what we want. People that's willing to travel for an exciting career. This is the thing. And we offer a hybrid system where you can work from home or you can go into an office if you want, because these days, right, everybody is in their office once they have their laptop or their phone.
And you're getting into the ground floor because there's only two of you in Ireland at the moment.
Absolutely.
So it's about as ground floorish as you can get. Now, the final question that we ask all guests, did you read your email?
I didn't, Conor, no.
Okay. We asked people, and I knew you didn't. I don't know why.
I'm bold like that. I can't help.
Hire in a heartbeat. Who would Maliki Ryan hire in a heartbeat? Can be alive, can be dead, and you can have two or three choices if you so wish.
Yeah, well, I honestly only would have one, Colin, and you probably can guess who it is. I would take Michael O'Leary tomorrow. Well, even today, if he's willing to come work with me, he's there because... For a man that can get free advertisement from anything, I'm like, oh my God, that is just amazing. He can do, and where he's come from to where he's going, it's just amazing.
And the one that I always remind people of, back in the day, if you tried to get from here to UK, you've almost had to take out a mortgage.
Absolutely.
And nowadays, we just hop on it like it's the local bus. Yeah. It's fantastic. And it was transformative. transformative for this economy,
yeah.
our booming little economy. Maliki, please come back to me. Actually, send your robot now, your cobot next time. That is Maliki Ryan of Bear Robotics, who is hiring, and you can get them at bearrobotics.ai, is it?
Correct, Conal, that's it, yes.
Because that's from memory, that's not bad, is it?
No, it's good.
That only proves that I looked at your website, you know. Maliki, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on That Great Business Show.
Want to increase sales, reduce overheads, and provide customers with a better service? Then use Big Red Web, the easiest way to develop and maintain your website. It gives you powerful business reporting, digital marketing, and automatically integrates with the award-winning Big Red Cloud Accounting software. It's a game changer for SME businesses. It's so good, the government gives you a €2,500 grant towards it. Big Red Web, e-commerce made simple. BigRedCloud.com/web.
De facto shaving oil, made only from natural oils. Nothing nasty on your skin.
This interview was first posted on episode 121 of That Great Business Show. For more great business insights, listen to the entire back catalogue of That Great Business Show.